Way back one day to visit my old barony left behind, oh, many years ago. Heard the things that happened in my time away. A king, several peers, the same old show. But lately how the rumors have been flying of dedicated schemes on the roll. No one seemed to know much what was going on, so I made a trip there, my goal. Found not a person in our haunts of yore, to telephone and doorbell no reply. At last I remembered one who owned a farm, perhaps to all the silence he knew why. But the road through the hills was barricaded, and I had to hike a couple miles or three, till I met with Rosamund, who recognized my face, and to the central keep she guided me. All the same old faces, but the setting, what a change. Thatched huts and oxen calloused hands. And not a single object could I see or hear that wasn't made or grown on these lands. But perhaps most vivid were the children, glaring at my face with feral fear. But once I hid my glasses, thank God I'd worn a coat. Brought a cloak. I was treated as a friend, close and dear. They talked to me of weather, of the goodness of the land, and I helped in the fields while it was light. For me they threw a festival, I gave the feast my all, and joined in their music through the night. But the songs I contributed were me. Somehow I knew chainmail mama wouldn't fit. Their stories and their songs, though, were excellent, and I listened till the fire dimmed and quit. We were up at sunrise, but a downpour kept us in, so I stayed and listened to the women weaving. Heard their hopes and joys, of the fevers and their fears, of the children dead so young for whom they're grieving. And that night I snuck out from the barony, found my car and quickly drove away. I liked to play the game, but they played for keeps, and it wasn't in my heart for me to stay. But I wish sometimes that I had tried to stay.